This update brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bannack, and Sebring. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. During the August primary election in Sanilac County, there will be only a few races. There will be a contested race for prosecutor with Republicans' current Chief Assistant Prosecutor Mark Davidson and Lexington Attorney Robert Haboyer vying for the office. That position is up for grabs as incumbent Brenda Sanford is retiring when her term ends. There will be a race for Sanilac County Surveyor. Incumbent John Militix is being challenged by newcomer Ben Tank. On the Sanilac County ballot running without opposition are Sheriff Paul Rich, Clerk Leslie Hilgendorf, Treasurer Trudy Bowers, Register of Deeds Michelle Van Norman, Drain Commissioner Doug Sweet, and Road Commissioner Donald Rickett. All seven county commissioners have filed for re-election. Shetlers in Pigeon is proudly revealed the first of the upgraded blessing box stands resembling miniature libraries. This initiative, led by Melissa Deming, emphasizes durability and community collaboration in aiding those in need. Crafted by North Huron Schools Workshop, these stands blend education and community service, symbolizing collaboration and altruism. With over 30 boxes across the region and more locations joining, the project gains momentum, supported by organizations like the Huron County Community Foundation. To get involved, whether by hosting a blessing box or contributing in other ways, community support is vital in making a difference, one box at a time. View Thumb Blessing Boxes Facebook page for the complete list of Thumb Blessing Boxes. As construction progresses and more locations participate, the future promises improved resources and aid for those in need here in our community. And we will continue with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Baddox, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Automatic emergency braking will have to come standard on all U.S. new passenger vehicles in 5 years. It's a requirement that the government says will save hundreds of lives and prevent thousands of injuries every year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the new regulation on Monday and called it the most significant safety rule in the past two decades. It's designed to prevent many rear-end and pedestrian collisions and reduce the roughly 40,000 traffic deaths per year. Although about 90% of new vehicles have the system's standard, now under a voluntary agreement with automakers, at present, there are no performance requirements. The new regulations set standards for vehicles to automatically stop and avoid hitting other vehicles or pedestrians, even at nighttime. Donald Trump has been held in contempt of court and fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to his New York hush money case. The judge warned that Trump could be jailed. Prosecutors had alleged 10 violations, but New York judge Juan M. Merchan found there were 9. Still, the decision is a rebuke for the Republican former president, who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights. The ruling came at the start of the second week of testimony in the historic case. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bannack, and Sebring. 56 degrees is the current temperature, with the wind speeds from the northwest at 8 miles per hour, gusting to 16 miles per hour, and the humidity hanging out at 56%.